every radical and foolish executive order of the Biden administration will be repealed within hours of when I take the oath of office. I will end the war in Ukraine. I will stop the chaos in the Middle East, and I will prevent World War III from happening. And you have no idea how close we are. We won. We won.
Folks, I just couldn't hold back. We got an inauguration tomorrow. So much was passed out today and yesterday. Had to get this out tonight, the night before the historic inauguration. We have so many comms coming at us. It is almost too much to handle. In other words, it's like this. It's so sweet, my teeth are tingling. That's how it feels. So hopefully you're up late on the East Coast. Amazing disclosures in this video. Get ready for this, folks. It's going to be phenomenal. Here we go. All right. Folks, I invite you to join me and the And We Know family on a cruise to majestic Alaska, July 13th through the 20th, 2025. We will chart our adventure aboard the luxurious Holland America's Westerdam, cruising us to historic Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan. Award-winning journalist Lara Logan is joining us.
When the Founding Fathers put freedom of speech first, it was not by chance. It was by design.
The amazing comedian Tim Lovelace is returning.
You remember when it had, some people say freezer burn, but it's more like permafrost on it.
We're going to worship together and enjoy powerful biblical messages from Pastor Nathan Rutledge.
So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood.
We'll have meet and greet time, listen in on a live podcast recording, and listen to stories from my family.
We were stationed in Newport News, Virginia, where I was in Norfolk base. And anybody in that area, Newport News? All right, there you go.
It's a special time. We're going to have a blast. So visit inspirationtravel.com/LTA and book your trip with LT and family today for this celebration cruise. We're going to have a great time. Oh, it's going to be a great time. Hope you guys jump on board with us. We're going to be celebrating because we won.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. We won. We won.
Never get tired of that, man, all of that playing out. President Trump returned to Washington, D.C. on Air Force One, folks. If you understand what that means, then you understand that everything that will take place on Monday is all for a show. Will President Trump's inauguration speech actually be a State of the Union address? Look at this. January 19, 2018, we were told on the Intel board, the Q board, timing is everything. State of the Union. And it seems like playing out for all of us. And I noticed if you look back behind him, everything seemed to be in red during his speech today. Hunters become the hunted is what I thought of. You remember that red showing? The hunt is on. And folks, I believe something is about to play out. We're going to go through this today, continue to show you comms.
As a first step toward restoring transparency and accountability to government, we will also reverse the overclassification of government documents. And in the coming days, we are going to make public remaining records relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert Kennedy, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.,
and other topics of great public interest. It's all going to be released, Uncle Sam.
It's all going to be released. Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, JFK. Man, I wonder what that's going to lead to. I wonder what it's going to lead to. Maybe the Mossad? Maybe they're going to be exposed. But it's interesting because, again, CAG Drop caught on to this. Listen to the music they played yesterday as President Trump was watching the fireworks with his wife, Melania. Listen to this song. That's right. Some of All Fears played again, Nessun Dorma. Now that many have noticed the song None Shall Sleep from Some of All Fears, the movie that Trump played at the end of his RNC speech. Remember that Republican speech? It was amazing. Recall that the film was based on the book by Tom Clancy. Clancy was business partners with Steve Pajenik, who the character Jack Ryan was based on. Pajenik practically described the Q operation a year before they ever posted and said Trump's presidency was a counterinsurgency with Julian Assange against the deep state crime syndicate. Pajenik also has also been calling out Israel's involvement in 9/11 and their control of Congress with AI PAC for some time. Makes you wonder what's going to be playing out for all of us to see. Now, if you hear Israel, don't cringe, some of you, especially if you've been brought up in the church world and you think that we're going against Israel. No, we're talking about a deep state that has been controlled by some higher ups and probably has control from one central location. That's why the Mossad was brought up. If you look at the Mossad, who was controlling it, who are the folks that were arrested from Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell with her father tied to the Mossad. You start seeing little drips here, little drip drops there, and you wonder what's all going to play out. So after stepping on stage at 17:17 military time, Trump ends his speech at exactly 6:17 p.m. You can't make this up. News Trees and Channel 17, good catch. Of course, 17, for those that might be new, is the letter Q, the one that all of the mainstream media is allowed to attack. They're allowed to talk bad about it and make it negative as much as they want. But we can't talk positive about it. It's got to be all negative, all psyop, all bad. Everything that Q does is bad. You know what? They've lost their mind. They've lost control. It's all over. January 19, 2018, you've got a seven-year delta to 2025, forgetting my math. Why are we here? Why are we providing crumbs? Why are we here? Why is the intel being provided through the 17th letter of the Q board? Think memo, building the army, not convinced this is spreading. In other words, people are learning, they're growing, the army's growing throughout the United States and throughout this earth. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have just forgot how to play. Together you are strong, apart you are weak. They want you divided. They want race wars. They want class wars. They want religious wars, political wars. They want you divided. They, the enemy, Satan himself, the Satan who's the leader of all of this pack. That's what I believe. Some of you don't believe that. Oh, well. Learn for God and country. That's what we're holding on to for our Heavenly Father. Stay strong, stay together, fight, fight, fight. This is more important than you can imagine. And look, folks are together. In the snow, so many people. I was looking at different videos coming out, folks. So many folks in the streets throughout Washington, and they removed D.C. on Google Maps. If you go look at it, it's not called Washington, D.C. on Google Maps. That must mean something. And here's President Trump making his way in through the snow, and you can see how wonderful that is. Yeah, it's beautiful. And President Trump continues with the EOS.
And foolish executive order of the Biden administration will be repealed within hours of when I take the oath of office. Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun watching television tomorrow. Somebody said yesterday, sir, don't sign so many in one day. Let's do it over a period of weeks. I said, like hell, we're going to do it over weeks. We're going to sign them at the beginning. You know that old story. Let's do it later, then it never gets done. No, we're doing them tomorrow. And we'll have plenty to sign in the future. Don't worry about it. It's not going to stop.
Oh, boy. These executive orders are going to be going off. It says 200 day one executive orders. That's what President Trump, elect Trump's 200 day one executive orders will close the border to an illegal alien via proclamation and declare a national emergency at the border, direct designations of cartels as foreign terrorist organizations, reinstitute remain in Mexico, catch and release, and direct the military to construct a new phase of the border wall, fully unleash Alaskan energy, terminate Biden policies that have constrained U.S. supply, return federal workers to in-person work, strengthen control over senior government officials, and implement a new merit-based hiring review. Suspend security clearances for the 51 national security officials who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop ahead of the 2020 presidential election. End all DEI programs across the federal government. Establish a new Department of Government Efficiency hiring freeze. Declare a national emergency and pause all offshore wind leases. Withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Direct all agencies and departments to remove all federal actions that increase costs for families and consumers. That's just a few. Something we're going to get into later in this video. Tom Homan from New York to Massachusetts to California. A bunch of politicians are about to become felons. And it's going to be glorious to watch all the anti-American garbage get arrested. Review Title 8.U.S.C. 1324. It's a felony to harbor illegal aliens. Oh boy, buckle up. It's going to be great. We're going to end the war.
I will end the war in Ukraine. I will stop the chaos in the Middle East, and I will prevent World War III from happening. And you have no idea how close we are.
Oh, boy. Let me get this straight, says Jack Straw. First, the inauguration is moved from outdoors into the Congressional Rotunda. Now it is being reported that the location of the inauguration has been moved. Trump's motorcade now has anti-drone technology. I'm going to show you that in a moment. The Inauguration Day parade has been canceled. If you believe that there still isn't a credible threat to Trump and his supporters, you have been asleep since 2015. Remember the little secret Trump said he was. Remember T-Shock edit. I expect the Brunson case, as I've stated already, ruled on, to come crashing to the party to reveal the last 4 years were a coup and all the rats involved need to be arrested. 2020 will be reversed, nullifying 2024 election with a new election to be held immediately. No inauguration could be held to validate the stolen 2020 elections. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. And there's a Time magazine. You saw it in the intro. Notice that they have this thing flying across. President Trump knocking everything off the desk. The new inauguration cover, Donald Trump's, guess what? His disruption is back. Oh, yeah, he's back. And you can see all the folks look like they're from Marvel Comics on the front. They're all ready to take over this country and return it and restore it to what it once was. Again, more comms. President Trump left Palm Beach, okay, international, when he was heading to Washington, D.C., on a plane with the call sign of Sam 47. And tail number is 09-001717. Of course, it's 17. And on Sam 47, because 17, also known as Q, is coming back as 47, the 47th president. And I don't claim to be an expert on protocol, says Ultra MAGA Dean Erickson, but how does President-elect Trump get to ride on a presidential plane, which has, of course, has the number 17 in the tail number to D.C. 2 days before inauguration, when the so-called President-elect Biden came to D.C. before he was inaugurated, and he flew in a random unmarked jet. Because we all know President Trump never left, and he has always been the commander-in-chief of the United States of America. What an awesome time to be alive, patriots, if you don't believe it. Oh, well. Alina Haba then had to drop this bomb with her picture. T minus 17 hours, not 16, not 15, T minus 17. Let's go a step further, folks, because I'm just going, just touching the tip of the iceberg here. Jason Miller posts this at table 17 at 9:58. So he wants us to read this probably. The FBI opened a case of Q today regarding boom statements and now the Texas bombings. Coordinated to end comms here. Predictable. They are scared. 4 a.m. 4 a.m. is the time that they give all the talking points to the mainstream media throughout the entire earth. Well, mostly the United States, but, you know, I've seen them play out throughout other places. They will fail. We know the details. Are you paying attention? Digital Swoller X says, are you paying attention, Anon? Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, was on Hannity tonight and said the occupation ends and Liberation Day begins. Friends, I just talked about 11.3 a couple of days ago. The chessboard, or let's say the stage, is now set. Have you noticed that Washington, D.C. has suddenly disappeared from Google Maps? Think that's some random coincidence? Just look it up, folks. I actually looked it up myself. It's just Washington now. No, this is a clear signal that the 11.3 marker, end of occupation, is happening in real time. This isn't just another chapter in the story. This is the grand finale. Sovereignty is being restored to we the people, and the deep state empire is crumbling faster than their narratives. Think about the timing of all this. Trump's victory rally lands on January 19th, the same exact day as National Popcorn Day, and the seven-year delta for Q Post 561 that says Judgment Day. Isn't that amazing? National Popcorn Day on January 19th, folks. Coincidence? Hardly. Remember when Q asked, at what stage in the game do you play the Trump card? Like I said before, the stage is set. This has never been about politics as usual, and this is not another four-year election. It's about witnessing the systemic destruction of the old guard, the systematic destruction of the old guard, where every move has been calculated. Trump's loss was the bait, and they took it. This is military planning at its finest, precise and deliberate, to ensure that justice will be clean and swift. Got popcorn? If not, get some, because nothing can stop what's coming. Not distractions, not optics, not lies. The show has begun. This time, they can't change the ending. Just saying. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements He gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California, said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking four capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today. You know, Dilly Meme Team has been out there making incredible motivational memes. And I like this, folks. So I'm going to play this just to get us continued the motivation.
They have unsuccessfully tried to take down the wrong person.
And he's absolutely going to come back with full vengeance the next time around.
Now think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. Does give President tremendous power to destroy. This will be something we could never have imagined.
Now the gloves are off, payback time.
Some of Trump's close political allies told him they are working on figuring out the identities of the FBI and DOJ staff and forming lists.
I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every radical DA and AG in America for their illegal, racist enforcement
of the law.
And the deep state is destroying our nation, but the tables must turn, and we will quickly destroy the deep state. We know where the bodies are buried. There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things, I would say treasonous things, against our country. People that have done such harm to our country. I've been looking at them for a long time. You could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals.
So these folks know they're going down. Diddly Meme Team has been putting out communications to everyone in such a motivational way with the chessboards, Rambo, and so much more. And I'm telling you, folks, we are about to get ready for the takedown of the deep state, and it's going to be powerful. If you're looking at your screen, this isn't enough to motivate you. Sylvester Stallone, we've got all of the comms thrown at us in one. Oh, yeah. We will take care of him. The war is on. Save TikTok. President Trump was his to-do list, and it's amazing because get this straight. Joe Rambo posts, TikTok goes down for 17 hours. The CEO's name, Show, pronounced Show. And Show wants to thank Trump for helping keep TikTok online. 170 million Americans use it. 17.
The show here, as you know, we have been fighting to protect the constitutional right to free speech for the more than 170 million Americans who use our platform every day on behalf of everyone at TikTok and all our users across the country. I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us to find a solution that keeps TikTok available.
Oh, boy. Man, it just gets better. Crime in America is out of control, says President Trump. I'm going to make it along with the economy, inflation, strong borders, and energy dominance my top priority. The Democrats are holding their convention in Chicago in order to showcase it. Remember? Remember when they did that? Yet 117 people were shot, 17 killed on the 4th of July weekend, 40 were shot this weekend. This is a war zone and will be handled accordingly. I will bring crime in America down to a tiny fraction of what is today. Mothers will no longer be losing their children because weak liberal politicians have given up on securing a crime-free USA. Remember, folks, he has been talking about this, and he's taken them down. You know, in 2021, Joe and Jill Biden flew on a chartered plane to D.C. ahead of the fake inauguration. In 2025, Donald, Melania, and Barron Trump flew on a United States Air Force plane to D.C. ahead of the inauguration. I know it's not easy for many people to understand, but the Patriots have always been in full control. Nothing can stop what is coming. And it leads to this. POTUS will be insulated, protected on Air Force One and abroad, specific locations classified. While these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, it is time to take our country back and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. It is our hope that this message reaches enough people to make a meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand. Follow the questions from the previous threads and remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top on both sides. The spillover in the streets will be quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert. Be vigilant. And above all, please pray. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Love is patient. Love is kind. God bless my fellow Americans. DJT 41020. If you don't know what the numbers relate to, it's DJT, which is from President Donald J. Trump, talking about security. Look at these. If you're looking at your screen, if you're listening in, you can see the entourage. President Trump with these drone deals on top of the vehicles that repel any type of attack from drones. It's pretty amazing the amount of protection that President Trump has moving about. It's been phenomenal. And, folks, we know things are playing out in a fast way. Breaking, Vivek Ramaswamy is reportedly set to exit DOGE following tensions with staff. A Trump insider comments, Vivek has overstayed his welcome. Overstayed his welcome. You know, we're talking about those folks that have served our country. Remember, we were told on the cue board, We were told that there were many, many that had an impact throughout this battle for the several years to take back our country. And I think that meaning is even more so now as we look at Donald J. Trump and Vice President-elect Vance lay wreaths at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And as this is playing out, I want you to notice, I'm going to show on your screen, look at Pete Hegseth as he's watching this at the Arlington National Cemetery ceremony. That is a real Secretary of Defense. No one is taking this more seriously than him. You can see his eyes as he's watching this ceremony, folks. Here we go. President Trump had his hands on the wreath. He laid it right there with everyone wearing their proper military attire. Pays his respects. J.D. Vance is right there next to him. It's a solemn ceremony, and I bet you it's for many of those, as you're watching this, that have served our country. I know it's the unknown soldier. I tell you what, it's for all those unknowns. Many of us will probably never hear about, and their sacrifice to our country over the past several years in operations that we'll probably maybe hear about many, many years later. How powerful for those that have lost loved ones, for those that have seen and known battle. Understand this war that we've been involved in. Day in and day out for the past 8 to 10 years, just getting information on information warfare, trying to let folks know there are many, many people that have lost their lives to protect this country, and they're even sacrificing their lives today. And there's J.D. Vance. What all this is going to mean in the future, we'll see. Catherine Herridge posted a picture, folks, in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Camp Justice, and she said, "Stay tuned. Stay tuned." Look at the call sign of the plane coming from Hawaii. Somebody caught, MAGA Brittany caught. It's called Cabal 71, the opposite of 17. What's going on? I'm going to read something about Catherine Herridge in a moment with these comms that I believe are there for us. Follow the pin. AmWeKnow.com is where we're at. I wanted to make sure you guys know that. When you go to our website, you can find all that you need to know about our celebration cruise, July 13th through the 20th, that's popped up right there on the screen. When you click off of that, you'll find all of our videos. Subscribe to our newsletter. Get our partners there for all the ads that you see played throughout that support our channel. They're there for you to see. Make sure that you know that also you can go to shop.amweknow.com, folks. Get your gear. You can also show your love with the heart decal for And We Know. Use code LOVEOCK. Also, we got our Valentine pack available now. Sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
The sun sets tomorrow evening. The invasion of our borders will have come to a halt, and all the illegal border trespassers will in some form or another be on their way back home. By the time...
Amazing. They're going to be on their way back home. Catherine Herridge, remember, dropped the image of herself at Gitmo. Q tells us follow the pen in regards to Herridge. What's another definition for pen? A jail or a prison. Look at this from News Treason Channel 17. If you look at that picture posted January 19th, 2025. Catherine Herridge wants us to notice something, I think. You'll notice the pen. Follow the pen, referred to Catherine Herridge if you're looking at your cue board, from July 19th, 2020, 4598. Follow the pen was all of the things that she was disclosing day after day. Pen is an informal term for a jail or prison or a building where people are punished for crimes. It's a shortened version of the word penitentiary, which is a formal term for a state or federal prison that houses criminals who have committed major crimes. For example, he was sent to the pen for armed robbery. What in the world is going on? Do you feel something? This right here, Scavino's seven-year delta, he posted, Make America Great Again on 19 January 2025 at 1744. He hit a seven-year to the minute delta with 567, the number 567 on the cue board, by posting at 1744 Eastern Time on X, the same time as the cue post. Any insight into the fake news awards? Hard to believe President of the United States would have to reschedule 10 days later just to tweet a link unless something else was happening there. Was our work here successful for what you needed from us? Asked an Anon. Q responded, combat tactics. Whew. Speaking of combat tactics, President Trump promoted Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer to Undersecretary of the Air Force after he was fired in 2021 for making anti-Marxist comments in podcast in 2021. Remember this? Just wanted to remind you.
Here, I got it. Mr. President, first off, I want to speak on behalf of everyone here and say thank you for taking time tonight to speak with our troops.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We got a lot of good-looking men in this audience, don't we, huh? And a lot of good-looking women also, by the way. Thank you very much. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to revisit something you've talked about already. My name is Matt Lohmeyer. I was an Air Force F-15 pilot, and I was a commander in your newly created U.S. Space Force. I am also the first veteran of the Space Force because under the Biden-Harris regime, I was fired from my command and lost my pension for criticizing DEI trainings that were rampant in the military. Those trainings are still dividing our troops, and thank you for saying you would fire those few woke generals who are a big problem.
They're gone.
I'm going to suggest that it might, in fact, require ongoing oversight and a persistent, consistent, watchful eye within the Pentagon to ensure this monster never returns to the Defense Department. Will you consider establishing a special task force, office, or position to ensure that these monsters never return to the Defense Department?
You know what I'll do? And I'm pretty good at this stuff. Sometimes you get it wrong. I'm going to put you on that task force. I think it's good. Not going to do better than him. I'll put you on. Make sure you give the name. Thank you. Beautiful girl, right? I have your approval.
Yes, sir.
I have your approval.
That's what we're talking about right there. It's probably all planned out when they did that on the stage to make sure everybody knows. Former fighter pilot, Space Force Squadron Commander, devoted his life to serving our great nation's proud graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy. He's going to work with Pete Hegseth to end the devastating woke policies that have destroyed our military and make our country strong again. Way to go, Matthew. That's the kind of stuff we're looking forward to. You know, Flynn dropped the hammer, General Flynn. National Popcorn Day at 11-11-11. Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Because if you look at this, National Popcorn Day, January 19th, 2025. Obama was groomed to be the commander-in-chief because if you go to drop 111 on the cue board, if you look at your drops, Obama was groomed to be the commander-in-chief. The U.S. political and election system is corrupt. Soros owns the voter machines. That's right, George Soros, the most evil man on this earth, the one who's done all types of evil, probably possessed by several demons, wanted to make sure he wanted, you know, he really wanted to destroy America. It's a late great thing that he wanted to do. And then you go to drop 1111. Election integrity, Obama, FBI, FISA. Tarmac, remember the Hillary Rotten Clinton had some deals with Loretta Lynch under Obama? Remember they met on the tarmac? Well, it's going to be exposed. Remember the Uranium One, HRC under Obama? Remember she sold that stuff, made some big money. Amazing coincidence, the military start, the wall. You have more than you know, reason we are here and more. Thank you, Grasshopper, always catching things that just seem to add up for us and our comms, knowing these folks are going to be exposed. And this guy is going to be exposed, too. But see you later, because Biden is heading out the door.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, that's all, folks, for that freak of nature. Tell you what, well, good job if that's an actor. Man, phenomenal if there's four or five of them wearing masks. They did great. They deserve rewards for that. Breaking, James Comer has just announced they are referring Hunter and James Biden for criminal prosecution. You don't say. It just keeps getting gooder and gooder. President Trump propped this one up for all us to see. Coming up, the most important weekend plus in American history. Enjoy. Isn't that interesting? The most important weekend, comma, plus in American history. Enjoy. Interesting, because if you look at this drop at 2323, which is 1123, who is standing next to Pence and POTUS? Message, Bolton cleaning house. Out they go. A clean house is very important. Out they go. Most important weekend, says President Trump. Plus, out they go. A clean house is very important. They're scared. Power belongs to the people. You're what matters. All you needed was a spark to unite together. Think fake news attacks. Together we win. Trust yourself. Think for yourself. You're not alone. Open your heart and your mind. Where we go one, we go all. Oh, so good. Let's see. Do you realize that people all over the entire world have been praying for America? All over the world. Why? They know if America fell, we're done. All of us. God heard our prayers. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. It's been one perfect drop after a member. Remember, Pam Bondi stated that anyone connected to Jeffrey Epstein has no legal grounds to prevent their names from being revealed in public records.
I want to know why AG Garland and the Justice Department are so quiet on this tonight. You know, they're out there labeling parents domestic terrorists, yet they're saying nothing about this. And these documents were so slow to come out. Human trafficking is a multi-billion dollar business in this country, and Jeffrey Epstein is dead, and Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for 20 years where she belongs. And if people in that report are still fighting to keep their names private, Sean, they have no legal basis to do so unless they're a child, a victim, or a cooperating defendant by some chance against some potential case against Ghislaine Maxwell. And I think Mark Garagos, as a great criminal defense attorney, will back that up as well.
Oh, boy. What do you think's coming on that end, folks? What do you think's coming? Oh, boy. I mean, there's just so many posts today. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. Catherine, thanks to Fledge17, posting a stay tuned post at Gitmo. Remember, Trump reinstates TikTok before taking the oath. J6ers are going to be released this weekend before Trump takes the oath. Time Magazine posting Trump with a storm behind him, incoming. And remember, all those at Gitmo, what might be happening to them.
And thereby sentence you to imprisonment for life. Admiral Wilhelm Keitel, guilty on all four counts. The tribunal sentences you to death by hanging.
Defendant Hans Frank. The tribunal finds you guilty on counts 3 and 4 and sentences you to death by hanging.
Julius Streicher. Guilty on count 4, crimes against humanity. Death by hanging.
Oh, John Rich told us, hold them accountable, President Trump said, referring to the radical left scoundrels like Adam Shifty Schiff, who are purposely destroying our country. Soon we won't have a USA anymore. Amazing that President Trump told us who's going to be standing up, and they're going to say, you're done. Crimes against humanity. No wonder you've been fighting so hard to keep President Trump from getting back in. Oh, your days are done. Isn't it just wonderful? It makes you want to have just a steak to celebrate. You know, Tri-Tales has a great offer.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Helen, and this is my family. We're here on our ranch, the Harrell Ranch. Happy Inauguration Day. We just wanted to tell all of y'all about our Inauguration Day box. If you buy between now and Inauguration Day, you're going to get 1 free pound of ground beef. Thanks, and now eat more beef.
Folks, I had the pleasure of meeting with the owner of Tri-Tales Beef while on the cruise this summer, and it was absolutely amazing how we connected immediately. He gave me his Trump hat, and they have a love for our country. And their love goes to the beef. I tell you what, it's an experience like you've never had before. Welcome to Tri-Tales Beef, where tradition meets your table. The Tri-Tales, they're not just raising cattle. They're crafting a legacy, 5 generations of ranching expertise combined with the finest Black Angus cattle in the Texas Panhandle. Their beef is USDA prime and choice, aged to perfection, ensuring a taste that's unparalleled. I'm telling you, from their pasture to your plate, their cattle enjoy a life of luxury grazing on lush pastures before being grain finished for that perfect balance of flavor. And I tell you what, that's something I learned really about that flavor, how they do it is perfection. But Tri-Tales isn't just about the taste, it's about trust. They're a wonderful family. You're not just buying beef, you're joining their family dinner. I tell you, we're going to talk about their subscription box. Every month, they'll deliver a cut of their best right to your door. It's like getting a piece of Texas, no matter where you live. And for those who've served our country in many capacities, they're offering up to 20% off because at Tri-Tales, they honor those who have given so much. So check out their website below this video, trybeef.com/andweknow for their latest offers. That's trybeef.com/andweknow. Subscribe today. Let Tri-Tales Beef redefine your dinner table today. Oh, yeah. It's amazing how we're going to move forward through this journey together, folks. I tell you what, we've got this big one in today. America's Fifth Circuit Court just ruled Joe Biden's deferred action for childhood arrivals rule is unlawful. Even better, the 2012 Obama administration memo that originally created the DACA policy has also been found to be unlawful by federal courts. Massive change is coming through deportations. Massive change is coming.
Now, as President-elect Trump prepares to take office, sources are saying that Immigration and Customs Enforcement will carry out a post-inauguration raids as early as Tuesday. ABC's Armando Garcia covers immigration for us. Joins us live now. Armando, in a recent interview, incoming Borders Czar Tom Homan said the administration is planning a large-scale immigration raid in Chicago specifically. Walk us through how this would go down and what other cities could follow.
Well, Phil, according to top officials, the incoming administration has put them on alert and told agencies to prepare cases and operations that are ready to go on day one. You heard Tom Homan say there that Chicago is just going to be one of the cities that's going to be swept up in these large raids that they have planned across the country. He has also previously said that Chicago was going to be ground zero for their mass deportation plans. We're hearing from officials that they're only going to target migrants that might pose a danger or risk to their communities. But of course, we heard Tom Homan say himself last night that anyone who's undocumented is certainly not off the table, Phil.
Oh, boy. You guys ready for this? Let's see what else we have.
And very soon we'll begin the largest deportation operation in American history, larger even, larger than President Dwight Eisenhower, who has the record right now. And we're going to end the Biden war on American energy and unleash our energy resources to quickly defeat inflation and achieve the lowest cost of energy and electricity on Earth. And we're going to be using our emergency powers to allow countries and entrepreneurs and people with a lot of money build big plants, AI plants.
Oh, man. These folks are so much trouble. You can feel it in the air. Let's see. You guys want to see the last time that Biden leaves Air Force One? I'll just watch it real quick. I can't stress this enough. Good riddance to the worst, most horrible, corrupt person and president we've ever witnessed in our lifetime. We hope they never hear his voice again. He's gone. Oh, man. Terrence Williams, what do you say? I'm going to truly miss the Trump rallies. The Trump D.C. rally was epic and historic. The rally was full of people from so many different backgrounds, and he was having a blast, man. Just so much fun. Everyone's nice to each other. No one cared about the color of anyone's skin. We're just happy to be together. He's just excited. Oh, Terrence Williams, man, way to go. And we're watching changes happen day after day. Part of this might be playing out, if you guys were wondering. Ben Affleck, he came home to a military Hummer outside his house after drone probe from FBI amid L.A. fires. That's right. Liz Croken reminded us that Ben Affleck has had visits from the FBI. And he came home to that Hummer, right? Members of the National Guard all doing illegal drone activity. Affleck also reportedly had a heated exchange with police. Affleck is recently divorced from Jennifer Lopez, who allegedly was Diddy's gun mule and may have been the A-list celebrity who watched Jay-Z and Diddy allegedly rape a 13-year-old girl. Affleck's other ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, is an ambassador for Save the Children charity that's under investigation for sex trafficking and has had multiple offices raided by authorities. Perhaps there's much more to the story. Maybe he's one example of many that are going to play out for all of us to see. The Art of the Dialogue said, "I'm not doing this for money." Nelly responds to backlash for agreeing to perform at Donald Trump's inauguration celebration and challenges critics to show proof that Donald Trump is a white supremacist. Oh, boy, they don't have control anymore over people telling them you can't do this because of the color of your skin. Those days are long gone. It's fallen apart for all of them. You know, President Trump said the hostages are starting to come out today. Three wonderful young women will be first. Isn't that amazing that when he posts stuff, it connects directly to the cue board to communicate to all of us what's going on? Do people really believe the biggest scandal in modern U.S. history will go unpunished, scot-free? 1955 was when he posted it, military time. Do not isolate yourself within your own family. Dark to light, truth will shine, impossible to defend, impossible to ignore. Mm-hmm. We trust the plan. Military intelligence reference above is the absolute biggest inside drop this board will ever receive. Always ahead. Good guys are winning. 12 spaces for us to look at. Good guys are winning. Dan Scavino told us, thanks for taking us all on this historical journey, President Trump. Tomorrow we re-enter 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Never give up, never quit, and fight, fight, fight. There's a counter-narrative. He posted this on January 19th, folks. There's a counter-narrative that went out at 4 a.m. to mainstream media contractors like clockwork. At the very bottom of this post, fight, fight, fight is, you know, given to us. Nobody's safe. No deals. Nobody's safe for the enemy side. Mainstream media contractors, goodbye. You guys are done. You're not going to be able to control this anymore. We know it. We know it. And so the standing ovations were handed out to the folks that deserve it at that wonderful ceremony. Pete Hegseth, Kash Patel, and Tulsi Gabbard all get a standing ovation at Trump's rally in D.C. The future's bright. Amazing. The years and years of preparation that went into preparing these folks for what the role that they're going to be involved in for all of us to see. And it's going to be phenomenal. Are you guys looking forward to it? Are you excited? You excited? He's even letting folks pray for him. Mm-hmm. Had two young ladies praying for him.
God, that when he would lay his head at night, he would rest peacefully, that the weight of the world would no longer rest on his shoulders, God, but he would have a personality and an air of joy and of peace. May your will be done, and may you be glorified, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you show him a deeper revelation of the person of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. You're so welcome. Jesus loves you.
Thank you so much.
You're really
good. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care of yourself, okay?
Thank you.
Yep, I believe that's Girls Gone Bible on YouTube, and they are allowed to pray for President Trump while he's holding a Bible, for those that are listening and not watching. Amazing, because he didn't bring in the woke folks. He didn't bring in all the craziness and the immorality. He brought in folks to pray. Dan Scavino told us that lots of pens will be needed for tomorrow's executive orders. Mm-hmm. Lots of pens will be needed. You know, Bridget told us that they wanted TikTok banned because the FBI director, Kash Patel, said the FBI covered up all evidence pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein's client list, which would mean that one day, on day one, Kash being sworn in with President Trump, Kash will have direct access to all of it. He also stated President Trump should release the evidence list on day one of his presidency. Absolutely no coincidence our government fought to ban TikTok one day prior, but it didn't work, folks. Since 2017, Anon's here worked tirelessly for 12 hours a day, 7 days a week on Twitter to thread original open source research and showing just how corrupt our government truly has been. Dating back to its conception, hijacked by a 3,000-year-old Satan-worshipping cannibalistic death cult. That's why this is a spiritual war, folks. 2019, when Fauci's China's, C-H-Y-N-A, remember, out of Ukraine, COVID-19 bioweapon plandemic was released, bored TikTok influencers under COVID lockdowns were taking note of our viral Twitter threads and what we were doing here on the public stage as well as on Telegram after the Twitler purges. The truth movement we were birthing on the public stage spread to TikTok and Instagram. Those influencers who were scrolling Twitter started talking and taking research and uniquely compiled and written viral threads and turning our digs into video form for their TikTok audiences who had no idea the Great Awakening was happening here on this platform. TikTok reaches millions and millions every day, people who are asleep and will never find us here on the Truth Movement on Twitter, Telegram, Truth Social, because they aren't looking for the truth until they become subjected to it, and they'll never have a Twitter X account until they wake up and decide nothing else in life matters except join us in the fight to eradicate this evil we're up against. Remember this day. Remember the fight that we all put together to wake up the masses. Remember, we did it for the children. Check this out at the rally. Really touched my heart.
The Pledge of Allegiance, which they do every single night. You guys want to take it away?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Beautiful. Tears in the eyes. For our children. That's the reason this is all played out, so we can remember the kids that have been stolen, hundreds of thousands, millions throughout this entire earth. They had to be rescued. It's all been about the children and the crimes against humanity. They were trafficking them. They were using them for their satanic rituals. The enemy was using them to get power that didn't belong to them. It's being taken away. It's being taken away day in and day out. We're embarking on a journey, folks, and we're finally here at the edge, and the enemy is about to get pummeled. Never forget January 19th, 2018, we were told, remember this day. Q.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the reminder that you're in control. Thank you for putting together a great team over many years to finally remove this cabal, the satanic influence over our earth. We ask that you would continue to guide and direct our thoughts, bring more and more people to the knowledge of your word, that they would turn their lives over to you and remember and know what you have done in and through so many people. We look forward to what's in store for us starting, even more so, maybe even tomorrow, as we watch it unfold. Please protect those on the front lines. Protect those that are about to go out and take out this enemy. Remove them. May we be continually reminded as our celebrations continue. are made throughout all of this, that our enemies, as they go down, may we remember our children to train them and bring them up well with good morals, good sound judgment under the Word of God. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we got this out soon enough for you. I know it's late, but wanted to make sure we got something before the inauguration. So much going on. Totally enjoyed the comms came out from the Intel board. Thank you, Dan Scavino, if you're even watching, listening. Thank you for all your hard work and efforts. Thank you for all the folks and their prayers to keep this movement going forward. Truly a great awakening. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.